Yo, this is Mo Nice from the Insomniacs.
This is Tony Breedlove of Hot Topics Talk Radio.
This is Juwanza Aminu.
This is Dejan Patrick. You now listen to the two, but the truth is not going to be in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I hope everybody has had a good day and relaxed and are ready to get down with us. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And we got the chat room wide opened up and ready for people to come on in and have a good time, man. So what's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. Ready? It's another Monday. Ready to get it in, do what we do the best, and, you know, probably have one of them great shows we always have. So
there you go.
Down to some truth business.
All right. So how was your weekend?
I had an awesome weekend, man. I got, you know, really got the chance to enjoy myself. Saw a game. Kicked it with my family. Me and my dad for celebrate his birth. Well, with my dad celebrate his birthday and everything, and, yeah, just enjoy family and friends this weekend, man.
Yeah, I did the same thing, man. It was a good time. I got to see Insidious. Nice, very nice. They set that up quite nicely. Pretty enjoyable. I was surprised.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they did a good job, man. Real good job with that. And enjoyed that. Had some dinner. Everything is cool. Everything is good. Enjoyed it. Bears victory.
Yeah, they are turning that nice leaf, man. Under the Trestman rule, and shout out to Mark Trestman, man. I don't know what you're doing it, but keeping it up, man.
Yeah,
keeping it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it, man. I think.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, everything is good right now. Like I say, I'm still admiring, man. We've got the new studios built, man. We are sitting here, we chilling.
Yeah,
everything is working out the way we planned.
Shout out to Jerry, new dude at the job. What's up, man? Just thought I'd go there.
Just throw that in there.
Yeah, man.
I got you.
I'm feeling some type of way right now.
So okay.
It's gonna be that type of show. Just letting everybody who don't necessarily love what we say is going to be that type of show. So
there you go.
Buckle in. Or what my man would say, strap it on. What big bro would say, strap it on.
All right, so who we hollering at?
All right, real quick, man. Shout out to Vanessa. Johnny came through for the party, man. Well, you know, shout out. Yolanda, what's up to you? Dion and Robert, my cousin and his wife, they had a little baby girl on the 17th. So congratulations to them. That's three for him now, man. All right, you're done. Let it go, G. Trust me, you know, big cousin knows. Kyrie, Jason, Justin, and my boy Heavy, man. Keep your head up, bro. And to my little nephew, TJ, man, had a football game, you know, a little Pee Wee League football game. He threw for two touchdowns and ran for one. So shout out to my little nephew, you know.
Hell, he did better than RG3.
Didn't he? Didn't he really, though? Or Christian Ponder.
There you go.
And I don't know, we don't have no black quarterbacks like that. But anyway, Daryl Taylor, for DJ's B-Days, I'm sorry, Daryl Taylor, Phillip Jackson, Kristen Dumisani. Ha! Got it.
Yeah, that's the ultimate success.
Hey, Percy Davis, Alicia Ivy. Hey, what's up, little girl? How you feeling? Tracy Fine, Tawana Andrews, Muhammad Stanton, Nicole Brown, Jerrica Avery, Alyssa Riley, Ariane Kendrick, and Trina Gumby, what's up? And Akilah Sims, happy birthday to all y'all from Truth Brothers Radio. We love you.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm getting better.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and do this, y'all. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. with your terrible records, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Shelly Perry stage play Mama Saw Jesus in the Terpster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater.
All right. And Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie O'Donnell, front hole panties, sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Get it together, Grouch, man. You got to have it. All right. We're going to kick The Terrible Truth out like this. Wife slain after putting ketchup lid on too tightly. An 86-year-old Oregon man.
Whoa. Damn it, I just made me some fresh cheeseburgers.
There you go.
And who don't love cheeseburgers?
On the top.
There you go. And man, why is this ketchup on so tight?
It's kicking my...
He banging it on the table. He running hot water over it.
Yes, sir. All the little ghetto tricks.
And why is this, wow, well, baby, did you put this?
Yeah, I tried to keep the kids out of it.
God damn you.
Putting my gun.
Why did he just shoot the ketchup? Oh, wow.
He killed. Oh, well, it was a shooting death. Well, here we go. An 86-year-old Oregon man on trial for the shooting death of his wife carried out an attack after a series of grievances with his family that prosecutors said included the failure of his stepdaughter to wish him happy birthday.
Oh, boy. He is nothing nice on Father's Day.
Oh, it's all, that's all I get?
This is it. You know what? Let me tell you how I feel. Come here. Don't give me another tie. I hate fruit. And you didn't wish me happy Father's Day.
These cards. I don't want your handmade cards.
I don't care if you're five.
Get out there and hustle. Oh, the homely baby.
That man wants to be appreciated.
And he's not trying.
And in the end, what man don't want to feel appreciated?
Included the failure of his stepdaughter, to wish him a happy birthday and his complaint that his wife put the lid on the ketchup bottle too tightly. Prosecutor Mary Anderson told jurors that Lawrence Loeffler's complaint...
Oh, Lord.
Lazy Lawrence.
My man Larry. No, he was over there at the Drunken Clam and we heard about Larry.
Okay. Lawrence Loeffler's complaints during the opening statements Wednesday at his murder trial. Anderson said Loeffler made the criticism about his family during the questioning by officers about the death of 83-year-old Ben. Okay, here's my problem with this. I had to stop. Y'all got to realize I don't read these stories. I catch titles and I keep it moving, right? Dude's 86.
86.
She's 85.
With the arthritis.
And she's 83.
With healthy hands.
How did she put that? Come on. At 83, don't
he didn't
guys,
take his dome. He didn't take them domes.
He didn't get his Flintstone chewables that day.
And why did you put this lid on so tight? But notice the arthritis didn't stop that trigger finger,
oh,
did
no.
It?
He's a good old
he
veteran.
He worked through that one because he's a winner.
Good old veteran. Anyway, the prosecutor said the killing was a calculated act, you think? Anderson said Lawrence Loeffler took the phone off the hook, retrieved a 25 caliber handgun, and in the middle...
No one disturbing us.
In the middle of the night from the bedroom where she slept and then set a trap, quote unquote, set a trap to get his wife into the deck at the back of their house near Lake Lapine, near Lapine, a town of about 1,670 people on the east edge of Cascade Range in Central Oregon.
Wow.
He shot her once in the neck and then again in the head. God. And then in what he described to investigators as a kill shot.
I was about to say that. Oh, my God. Hey, young fella. That's what we call kill shots back in Korea.
No, no, not a cum shot. A kill shot.
Oh, dude.
Whatever. To make sure that she was dead, Anderson told jurors. While Lawrence Loeffler admitted having planned to kill his wife, defense attorney Jacques DeKalb said his client was not guilty of murder because he was suffering from delusion. He, he knew that ketchup wasn't on too tight. But,
he mistaked the ketchup for his wife. I'm going to set a trap for my wife. I've had it. And to top it all off, they didn't wish me happy birthday.
Dun, dun. He had no idea what real...
What a dumbass.
Where's Ice-T when you need him? He had no idea what reality was at the time, DeKalb told jurors. You know, it's great. Never mind.
DeKalb said
Lawrence Loeffler spent about 10 days in a Bend retirement home after surgery to remove his gallbladder. Because we all know that stops you from thinking.
That will just do it every
in
time.
In December, receiving hospice care.
I kept all my sympathy in my gallbladder. All my compassion was in the gallbladder.
I kept my think in my gallbladder. Go ahead.
Hey, we got a caller. 872-333. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
I'm on the Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, that was sweet. Thanks, man. Whoever that was, we appreciate. Thanks for the love for the Truth Brothers, man. I don't think the kids should be listening to our stories, though.
Especially after...
But we love y'all, man. We got the kids up listening to Truth Brothers, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's full disclosure. Yeah, the terrible truth ain't for young children.
Better not bring your kids. That's all we're saying.
Or Christian.
Just cuz. But anyway. The cow said Lawrence Loeffler.
That's my stuff right there.
Receiving hospice care. He said Loeffler was fixated on the death of his own father and became disoriented, irrational, and obsessed with death. On Wednesday, jurors listened to the 911 call Loeffler made after the shooting. During the recording, the dispatcher asked Loeffler about the shooting, and he says his wife was threatening him and he was afraid for his life, so he shot her.
Kind of like
what Zimmerman did.
He stood his ground. I swear to God, if you put this ketchup cap on here one more time, I don't have to take this.
You know what?
He felt threatened.
My man has Skittles and iced tea. All she did was have a SpongeBob spatula and ketchup. Heinz at that.
Heinz. The good stuff.
He got some of that Heinz after that was over. But some of the call is nearly impossible to understand as Loeffler sobs and screams repeatedly that he doesn't know the details of what had taken place in his home.
All I know is she stopped moving.
And a lot of Heinz was coming out of her. There was plenty of Heinz out. Oh, I got enough ketchup now for my fries.
Hey, he spent all afternoon making a nice Krabby Patty. He put a nice Krabby Patty together.
A pretty patty.
And all I need now is the ketchup.
Where's me? Mattella.
Come here.
Where's the Heinz? Oh, never mind. I got it. Baby, get my grabber. And bring my vitamins for my hands and an ointment. No, not that one.
For the hands.
That's for them penis bumps. That's for the bumps around the ring.
Just cuz.
Hey, woo. Let me get this out real quick, man. Lawrence also breathes with the help of an oxygen. With the help of oxygen, and he began to cry as he sat in the defense table listening to the call.
That's it, man.
Wow.
Ooh. All right. We're gonna catch our breath on that one. We'll be back with more Terrible Truth after this.
Brothers Radio.
Aston King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, the sky is my ally. Son of the most, so from up my eyesight.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gage of True Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace.
Talking about killing your peoples over condiments. Not condom.
Go.
Condiments.
And be sure to join us in the second hour when we're going to be talking about war. What is it good for? Can you just threaten somebody with the threat of getting the beat down, make people act right?
I think you can.
Obviously, we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
I think your president done tapped on a new strategy.
Think it's going to work?
We'll talk about it. Second hour.
Second hour.
Yeah, quick.
Ugly truth.
There you go. Quick shout out. I see my girl Denise out there in the crowd, so we can say what's up to her. She checked in early, want to hang out with the Truth Brothers. That's all good. That's all good.
Denise, huh? Not from the Huxtables or nothing like that. Denise Huxtable, man.
Right.
I always had a crush on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Denise, I like eccentric people, man.
I got you.
Eccentric.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill didn't like it.
Camille didn't like
it. I think Bill gave her some of that pudding.
Yeah.
I think he touched it.
You think so? I think some of that billion dollar.
I think he put some of that Bill in her. I think he went gynecologist on.
Oh, wow. 818-514-1202. Do y'all agree with that? You think Bill went tipping?
He was a little bit too quick with the kids on his mouth. I'd have took a shot.
At the wife.
Oh, no.
I thought you was talking about.
Only one I wouldn't, Sandra just wasn't hot to me.
Sandra was an a-hole.
Really?
I didn't like Sandra.
Really?
Her gay husband. I didn't like now one of them. They were just write
like
them the, off. Yeah. Leave them alone. Don't care about them.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying though. I thought he.
Bill. Yeah, no, I got Denise confused with the wife. What was the wife's name?
What was the wife? Claire.
Claire. I'm
Dude,
sorry.
You didn't know
I just know my brain just
and
went
she
went
still
out.
Out to Claire Huxley.
Yeah,
man.
That's who I was talking about. Yeah, I'd
call
her
Felicia
shot.
Rashad no more. But God,
yeah,
I
see what you said. You say. He saw that Angel Heart.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know you get down like that. All right.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I got some vanilla pudding.
Yeah. And he was, like I said, he was just a little too quick to put Rudy and little Raven Simone on his lap.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up. Bill ain't like that. That's messed up.
Whatever.
Do the riding the horse thing that he did. That's
fucked up. You know, that was Alicia Keys on his lap?
Yeah.
The girl with the short haircut.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. There you go.
Check your stats, man.
There you go. Right. All right. Let's shoot over to North Korea real quick.
Shoot over.
Yeah. North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un, former girlfriend, shot by firing squad over porn scandal. He breaks up hard over there. He's not a good, he don't handle breakups well. Claims are being made that singer, here we go, Hong Song-lo, was gunned down in front of her family just 3 days after being arrested for breaching North Korean pornography laws. Like, he didn't see the movie.
He is, yep. That song, Rice and Nails.
That's the song she was known for. Rice and Nails.
Rice, Nails, and Freedom.
One of these ain't happening. Hyeon, who first met Kim about a decade ago, was among a dozen well-known performers executed with machine guns.
What the?
Because we can't just use a regular gun. We got to.
DOS is not good, man.
There you go.
That's crazy. Go ahead.
There you go. The dead members of the Oshawan Orchestra and the We Shall Land Light Music Band.
That's what that Asian pilot said.
There you go.
We Shall Land. That's what that pilot day was that messed them up.
I think we should land.
No,
I wish we could. No land. The accused were accused of filming themselves having sex and selling the tapes. Well, Hulk Hogan did it. Why can't we do it?
Did you? Okay, go ahead.
There we go.
Go ahead.
Seoul-based Woshalon newspaper also revealed some allegedly had Bibles in their possession. And that was also treated as political dissident.
There you go.
What is this in your bag?
This a Yeeble? This is a Yeeble. I know what it is.
And you know I don't like the Beeble.
I hate
first off, Kim Jong's, hey, first off, that Jesus guy, that was my dad. And everybody here agrees with me, don't y'all?
Don't y'all?
Okay, well, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Hong is famous for propaganda songs, including, now these are the hit songs that she's known for. Maybe y'all have heard of some of these.
Mm-hmm, here we go.
Footsteps of Soldiers, Coming to the Firing Squad. I love Paula Yang.
Ooh,
yeah, I don't know what. Yeah,
come on,
and
man.
We are the troops of the party. I think Public Enemy did that song too.
They got them over there. They just called Public Agents.
They call what?
Public Agents. Yeah, the Public Agents.
There you go.
They got a song. Are you down with OP Pie? Keep continuing.
There you go. They were rumored. Kim and Hong dated until the despot dad Kim Jong Un ordered their relationship to end.
Oh, so his dad?
Dad was like, yeah, no. I think I'm gonna take a little try at this. Oh, you don't want to be down with the no? Y'all over?
So you ain't down with the OPP,
right?
I got you.
They were rumored to be having an affair, despite eventually marrying other people, with Kim's new bride, Rao Shu-hoon.
Well, they got some threes.
It's all in threes.
Like some young ho.
Herself and a former member of the Ushan Orchestra. Kim Jong-un has been viciously eliminating anyone he deems to challenge his authority by getting it in.
I hate him.
Yeah, they out there selling tapes. Hey, I want y'all to play a song for me. Go ahead, get to playing. There you go. Just keep it up. I don't like it.
Stop my favorite. I don't like that.
We are the party.
All right.
Do you know Freebird?
I want to hear Roller Coaster.
You're not singing it right. I want to hear Roller Coaster. Say what?
I want to hear Roller Coaster. Say what?
You're not singing it right.
I want to hear Tight Eyes for Jesus. That's a...
So...
You're right.
That's so wrong. If you seen Jesus like I seen Jesus,
you would know he's not here.
What are you doing with that Bible in your purse?
That's why I said it. Did you know that Stevie Wonder's coming out with a gospel CD, man?
I could believe that. I could definitely see that.
Can you see it?
I could see it.
Stevie can't.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened. Actually,
cool.
He's a spiritual brother.
I know he is. It's just the minute I listen to one of
his
songs.
He ain't had a hit in a long time. He ain't turned out a hit.
It's got so bad that they done got people to, hey, Steve, man, you ain't banging the hits. We need you to get up and dance. Did you see him at the bill at the award
show? Did you see the one with one of the stick? I think it was One Direction, or what was the other little crappy white kids? Jonas Brothers. One of them was singing with him, and they gave him the mic backwards.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I think somebody messes with Stevie.
Yeah.
Because I seen one, all right, dude was walking. No, who was he? He was singing for Charlie Wilson, right? BET Awards, whatever. So he's up there, he's singing for Charlie, right? This side is. He gets, the dude walks him halfway to where Stevie got to be, right? Stevie got to go the rest of the way. The band is playing. Stevie looking for his seat, right? So
looking.
They're like, all right, we got to loop the song again because Stevie ain't find it. Stevie finds it. He's reaching for the mic like, get the mic. Stevie gets to the mic and then starts singing, right? So I'm like, that's wrong, man. Dude should have walked Stevie
all the way there. Here you go, Mr. One. No. Let's play a joke on old Stevie because it's funny. That's wrong. Look at him looking for his seat. To the left.
It's like playing hide and seek, but everybody's standing in front of him.
That's wrong. Oh, boo! Boo on you,
polo,
sir!
But nobody's saying polo. Z, like, that's...
Marco! I said Marco.
Oh, there's no ribbons in the sky for y'all. Y'all don't play right. Oh. I like Stevie, though. I love him. But Stevie, no cigarette.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize.
Do we apologize?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Sorry,
Steve. We haven't broke Candace out in a while.
Yeah. Shouts out to the producers, pretty. All right.
I know, making all the money.
I know, right? Leaving us here to fend for nobody. All right.
That's the new sound of the producer supreme. Money.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
80-year-old woman kills husband for quote-unquote talking.
What is with old death today?
Hey, man. Old people are the funniest people. They the ones that think peppermints are just real candy. Like, I hate old people for that. Like, you ever been a kid and they say, hey, you want some candy? Do I want some candy? I got my hand out. And next thing you know, they hand you a hard candy or some peppermint. I hated that. Like, give me a Snicker bite or something. Don't give me...
What old person keeps Snicker bites?
Then just ask me, do I want a peppermint? Word to the wise people, especially old people, peppermints are not candy. It's not. Don't give me a jelly bean, even though I'm
jelly. Eating. Okay, fine. You won't even want to go there. What killed me with old people is why is it when they got the candy dish?
Yeah.
They got the candy dish in the living room. Living room you can't go into.
Exactly.
Or sit in. And they guarding this candy with their life, and the candy has been in there for 13 years.
You know what? I feel that because I've
yeah.
had that with all the butterscotch that melted.
Yeah,
together.
And you like, I'm trying to do you a favor, and get out of that candy.
It's not for you. Who's it for? It's not for you.
818-514-1202.
Knock the candy on the floor and leave anyway.
There you
care.
Go.
Pick
there you
up.
Go. Our Hot Topics is in the building, too. Hey, Tony.
Hey, everybody over
yep.
there. That's
we talking about, old. She over here saying, I came in at the perfect time. Y'all talking about old folks.
What?
Yeah. But no, we just want to know that they don't give you no, how come they don't give you no candy?
Now, here's the thing, right? Before we get into the story about
yeah.
the old lady who killed
more
her husband.
Old
talking
death.
Smart. And, okay, this is live, baby. Anyway, so like I said, man, you giving me peppermints and the hard candy that looked like a pillow. I used to hate that. It
what
was
is
white.
The hard candy that looked like a pillow?
You know, it looks like a little. It looks like a very, very. It looks like a
peppermint.
Pillow. It's like a peppermint
that just disintegrates in your mouth.
No, it don't disintegrate. These were hard. They were like
okay.
hard. They looked like little white pillows. But, like, had two little red stripes down the side. Anybody out there in the Truth Brothers universe that know what I'm talking about with this candy, it looks like a pillow. It's really,
okay,
really
okay.
It looks like the size of a, I don't want to say a Tic Tac.
Okay, and they're not wrapped.
They're wrapped, but
oh, they're okay.
Wait, are they wrapped?
No,
they,
because they all were going to, they were
right.
all going to candy dish and then over years just stick together.
Right.
Okay.
So this one had, it didn't have a peppermint taste to it. It had
right.
like a.
Cough drop.
There you go.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't like that. Nah. But they would tell you in church when I used to go or whatever that, hey, here, you want some candy, little boy? And I was like, yeah, who don't want candy? Hand me one of them, you know, Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, they ain't keeping. Yeah, they not
they
keeping
kept
that.
Stuff that kept their sugar level at the level it's supposed to be. Lady, at 6, I'm not concerned about my sugar level.
Tony. And they taste like powder. Tony, grandma was handing out certs. she, he wants some cash. She's handing out certs.
It tastes like wheelchair juice. It tastes like wheelchair juice. Like
scooter juice.
It tastes like hover round. That's what it tastes like. It tastes like, and we made it all the way to the Grand Canyon. That's what it tastes like. It tastes
that's
like
messed up.
It tastes like souls leaving. That's a,
it tastes like the afterlife.
It tastes like a day away from death. That's what it tastes like.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Old people.
Go ahead.
Okay,
man.
Go ahead. Speaking of that, shouts out to my dad who told me I'm getting old. At 80 years of age, most people are sitting back and following the remainder of their life to play out. I'm sorry.
Not if you made cheeseburgers.
There you
not if you made cheeseburgers.
Not if you like your ketchup to spoil.
That's, there you go.
They're enjoying their family, they're reading, they're participating in community. The last act anyone expects from an 80-year-old is one of violence. 80-year-old Annie Oliver of Kansas City, Missouri, all right, fatally stabbed and hit her 75-year-old husband, Ronald Oliver, with a baseball bat on Wednesday. Everything happens on Wednesdays now. Hump day. That's my camel.
Wednesday is devil day.
Mike, what day is it? That's my commercial real quick.
That you do.
I love
the
that camel.
The camel walking around.
That is my commercial, man.
What's the day? You know what the day is, y'all.
Mike, come on, man. Don't do me like this. I love that camel, man. I'm going to get that shirt. They got a shirt selling that.
Wow.
I want that shirt.
Wow. You know what's messed up?
What's that?
Saint Geico commercial. Why is it that the camel came off better than Makembe Mutombo?
Oh, yeah.
Scary African. Scary African scare white children in the jewel. Oh, I'm sorry. Tony is out there. And the Albertsons. Not today.
Hey.
Looking like Idi Amin.
That dude, he
looks. Mama, the last king of Scotland.
He looks like.
Slap my Cheerio.
He looks like tall Gary Coleman. That's what he looks like. He looks like Gary Coleman if they pulled him alive.
Not in my house.
Dude, waving your finger, boy, they done shot you.
Oh, my God.
Don't go anywhere near Florida doing
God.
That, bro.
Oh, they'd have stood, yeah, they'd have stood their ground all over that.
He was waving his hands, sir. Oh, well, of course. Oh, real quick, man, on the real another business. Anybody who has not got out there to sign that petition for
yes,
Michael Giles,
yes.
man, please get out there and sign that petition. Another dude has fallen victim to that stand your ground law. Well, it totally did not work in his favor. Same thing with Marissa Alexander, man. I know we joke a lot, we kid a lot, and that's cool. But on a more serious note, man, get out there, go to change.org, and sign the petition for Michael Giles. Y'all, please do that. Michael, G-I-L-E-S. Go sign that petition, man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Man, that's our light. That's
you,
our heavy.
Yeah, you just threw the brakes on the comedy, but.
Yeah, whatever. No, I can get back to that with ease. That's nothing.
Nothing
here. But anyway, back to 80-year-old Miss Alexander. So they say that she did that on Wednesday. Police say they found Mr. Oliver lying on the floor in the bedroom in a large amount of blood. Mrs. Oliver confessed to the detectives that she hit her husband with a bat, according to court documents. When asked why she killed her husband, Miss Oliver claimed she, quote, lost it when her husband smacked her hand and began talking smart.
Not today.
That ain't candy.
Stay out of my dish.
Well, who's it for? Not for you. Don't eat that candy. That's for guests. Ain't nobody been here in 40 years. You scared them all away. Still not for you. The police shocked members of the neighborhood in which the couple live of more than 40 years. It really doesn't make sense, said Claude Pegg, a neighbor of Oliver's for 12 years. Something was wrong that somebody didn't even know about, neighbors said. The Oliver home was one of the best-kept homes in the neighborhood. Everyone revered the couple as helpful and friendly. No one
not too friendly.
No, not in here. No one suspected the couple was having problems. As suspected, the news stunned the local pastor. Of course, pastor, grab your money. We've known... We've known them literally
pastor,
since...
change a dollar.
Pastor, where's your ends? That's his name. Pastor, where's your ends? I'm sorry. Hey, Pastor.
Yes. You
know, we'll get to that in
yes.
a second. He's the pastor of Community Praise, Worship, and World Outreach, Clifton Bell. Wow, said. We've known them for so long. It's really devastating to hear that of this happening because they are like family. They are, well, part of this neighborhood. In court documents, detectives observed that Annie Oliver had a small cut that was swollen between her thumb. And we'll get to that in a second. An index finger. Neighbors told a local news station that Annie Oliver has been sickly in recent years. She was rarely seen without oxygen supply. Miss Oliver is facing first-degree murder of her crime. She is currently being held in jail on a $250,000 cash bond.
Because she is just going to get out and run away.
Good old justice system.
Good old justice.
Let me point 96.
When you hear that sound, that's the sound of justice.
That's the sound of good old justice. That's that Trayvon justice when you hear that sound. Here's my thing.
30 years.
To an 80-year-old woman on oxygen, you're going to give her life. That's tomorrow. Lady, we send you to a day in prison.
No
all
big
right.
government here.
Give me them clean socks. I'm going out tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
818-514-1202. Throw your comments in.
Should old people go to jail?
Wow, should old yeah. Oh, some old people.
If you
were
in your 90s, should you?
The dude who shot Martin went to jail. Go.
Really?
Go. The dude that burned down the church with the four girls. The dude that burned down the church with the four girls didn't go to jail till he was, yeah, nope.
He was 94.
So what? Go.
Now, if you're talking about dude who kidnapped them girls in Cleveland and said, hey, dead giveaway, like the dead giveaway.
The dead giveaway dude didn't do it.
No, I mean the dude who said, you know. The
good old Castro, man Castro.
Nah,
Castro,
you know,
babysitting.
Castro's babysitting. We'll get him. Don't know when you'll get him back.
We don't know when you'll get him back.
That's too soon.
No. Hey.
He died.
Hey, I'd have handed him sheets and said, I'm going to be back in 30 minutes.
And if I'm letting you know, it's two ways. You can either do that, or I'm sending Big Hutch in here to handle
Big Hutch. And Hutch has been itching for you.
He thinks your beard is mighty fuzzy. Just saying. How do you want to handle it?
Sheets or Hutch?
I don't like it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I know they were sending him love notes.
Shout out to everybody in the prison system listening to True Brothers, too, man. I know they in there.
They were there.
I kiss you, you orange flavor motherfucker.
Castro. Castro, my man. I hate him.
I hate his life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are having so much fun, people. We are having so much fun. We're a little behind.
Yeah. Let's take get a break. We'll be right back. More True Brothers Radio and the Terrible Truth.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I couldn't wait to see this. Nobody's been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order. With mathematics, put the status above the average. And help you rappers make paragraphs for graphics. With school days of dawning, new ways of performing. Brainstorming.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The following is a real-life simulated conversation between an on-call advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 2nd, 2005.
On-call emergency, this is Rita speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my car is stuck in a ravine, and I'm freaking out.
I've put in a request for emergency assistance. In the meantime, your car is equipped with the Trunk Monkey feature. Please push the red button.
Okay, done. He's taking off my shoes.
Yes, sir. The Trunk Monkey is there to help.
Okay. He's licking me. He's licking my leg. All right, stop that!
He's trained to give you emotional support during this stressful time.
By licking me? Down, monkey!
The Trunk Monkey. He'll do anything he can to help. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
Are you still there?
Stop, monkey, stop. That thing is loud. Stop, monkey. Oh, that feels so good. No, that feels bad. No, stop, please.
Come to Suburban Auto Group for a surprising car buying experience and free Trunk Monkey gear, located off Highway 26 on the way to Sandy.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Two Brothers Radio. We're back, and do anybody out there got a Trunk Monkey? But some of them old people wish they had a Trunk Monkey. Trunk Monkey open your ketchup.
Yeah, he would, but I didn't know.
Let you get some candy.
I hate old people.
That's messed up, man. You can't say you hate old people.
Dude, what can I say? One, they drive slow. Two, they move slow.
Ooh, I was going to buzzer you, but damn.
Come on now. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, why is it that the oldest people, why do all the old people get all the Crown Victorias? How come you never see them in a Focus?
No, you don't.
They got to be in a big, giant Crown Vic.
I call them road huggers. I just
or Mercury Marquise.
Or they just and they hover around in the street. Have you seen it? I've seen a dude today had a raccoon tail hanging off the back of his hover around. No joke.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. No,
no,
I
you
kid
didn't.
You not. The back of Davy Crockett's hat was on the back of this dude hover around, and he was using it. Using the bathroom.
Talking about 23 Skidoo.
Dude, I don't know what he. I just knew the cat had that on, and I'm sitting here like, why would you do that? Oh, and then they just then it's you know things has just been bothering me today, man.
Really? Yeah. That's where we go. Okay. Like, all right.
Go ahead.
All right. No. I'm gonna let you. Hey,
first
Truth Brothers.
Things that just bothered you.
Know what makes my ass itch?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we every once in a while.
Every once in Truth Brothers Radio. And feel free to add on 818-514-1202. What makes your ass itch?
You know what makes my ass itch? People who take your order but don't know English. That makes my ass itch. Like, for that dude.
What you want?
Dude.
What do you want?
I asked the guy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I asked this woman, hey, all I want, grilled chicken. Grilled chicken.
That's not hard to say.
Grilled chicken. End of the day, dog, I say, right, now here's what the messed up part is, it took me a little time to get my order out. Because I was like, yo, I want the grilled chicken, and I was ordering for some people,
okay.
You know, because I was going to split the bill. Hey, here you go. On me. We on lunch on break, right?
Right.
Bam. I called a restaurant up. Hey, let me get the grilled chicken, blah, 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 blah. What you want, bro? Chicken wings, bam. We going like that. At the end of the day, I let her tell it, I ordered a large pizza, a gyro cheeseburger.
A gyro.
Yes.
You did it, the gyro.
So I say, could you repeat the order? So I say, no, man, repeat the order back to me. She said, yes. Right? So I'm like, okay, I'm waiting.
You big dummy.
I'm waiting on her to repeat it back. She say, look, the lady who does the phone not here, so I say, well, why'd you pick it up? I say, if you don't do the order, why'd you pick it up? So I say, you know what? Don't answer that. I can tell you why you picked it up. You picked it up because you sit in the back while the real people work, and you just said you wanted to help out, so you came and picked. So I was like, you know what? I'll call back. That makes
That's
my ass
messed
itch.
Up.
Okay.
That's messed
your
up.
Your turn. What makes your ass itch?
Oh, there's so much.
Hey, man. I keep.
There's so okay. All right. I'm going to go with something because I said it before.
Okay.
I said it before. This is what makes my ass itch. I come to get gas at your establishment. I am a customer. But when I hit the counter, you want to talk to me like, we went to school together. Hey, buddy. That'll be $24.29, buddy.
Well, you got, see, now
no, I'm sir.
No, you're not.
I'm customer.
That white man is sir.
Right, because he will look at the Caucasian gentleman and say, it'll be $32.50, sir. Have a nice day.
Even if he wearing overalls with one strap off.
Especially if he's having We like September 11th, too. You have a nice day.
Ooh, that's a...
But
that's,
here I come. That's 29-29, bro. Yeah. Buddy. Homie.
Got them grape Swiss and sweets you like.
Right.
Two for one.
Right. That makes my ass itch. I think we got a caller. 919, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What makes your ass itch?
909.
909.
You guys are out of control today.
Really?
You're out of control.
That's the lack of female presence now.
I don't think.
Yes, I know. I know. And I just don't know what's going to happen from here on out. This is Tony.
Hey, we know that.
Yeah, she told us, like, we know.
Well, first of all, you hate old people, really.
What? Tony, let's clear that up, right? let me. If you got shoes with medicine in them, I hate you. That's what I mean when I say that. When I say that, that's what I mean. Why are y'all laughing? It's so serious right now.
It's time for my pills. They left you off.
If you got secret compartments in your house where you have medicine, I don't like you. If your major mode of transportation is a wheelchair, I hate you. Like we do. I'm going there. I had to clear it up. if you can't wake up one, if you wake up for the early bird special on purpose, I don't like you, kid. These are things I mean when I say, do I got a list? Do I need to run off my list?
No,
okay,
no.
I think you've cleared up why you hate old people.
You
That's
know what?
Awful.
No, it's not. I feel like I'm slowly getting there, and I'm eventually I'm going to start hating myself because I'm not going to be as active as I once was or is, and it's going to cause me to say, you know what? I sat on that show and said I hate old people. Now look at me with my diaper on. It's coming.
Exactly.
You know, the first sign is
exactly
our new music. When something come out, this is garbage.
No, let's move beyond that. Music was garbage when I was young and I didn't like it. So I don't think the music is going to really cause me to hate old people. But when I start...
I was told I was old because I hate Blurred Lines. I was told
I don't know why...
And I hate Blurred Lines.
Hold on. Tony, Blurred Lines, the new Marvin Gaye song. Do you like it?
The new what?
The
Robin Thicke song, Blurred Lines.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It's okay. But you know what? You're talking to somebody that won't let go of old school. You know, so to me, now anything that's put out is garbage. That's my opinion.
I got you. I was just saying that to Ray, because Ray was like, yeah, I agree with you. And my thing is, this is my thing. You do have a lot of good music. Like, you have rappers, actual rappers. Like, I love Kendrick Lamar. And, like, you know, a lot of people are starting to get on to Kendrick. But you have to listen to Kendrick and see what Kendrick is saying. And, you know, you got that. But don't get me wrong. You're going to always have you need that balance to know what...
Soulja Boy.
But see, that Soulja Boy ain't been hot for like 9 years.
Well, I'm just saying.
But, you know, you got your Two Chainz.
Two Chainz. Okay.
But see, the thing about what I was going to say to Tony is, even with Blurred Lines, it reminds you of Marvin Gaye's song a little bit, right?
Remind you that because it is... Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Okay. A little bit.
So it's a good, you know, family gathering, party, hey, festive mood song. That's all I'm saying. And it's not about letting go of the old. It's having, you know, some form of acknowledgement of the new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
That's in my personal.
We never got to Tony and what.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, what makes you itch, Tony?
Oh my gosh, let's see, where do we start? I had an ass itch moment today. And it had my ass itching and my head itching at the same time. you know how we try and, as radio shows, you try and network, you try and interact with other businesses that are in your community and in your local area. So I've been doing a lot of networking, you know, with various groups, including the Chamber of Commerce and all of these different groups. Well, I thought, you know what, I said I go to all of these meetings and networking meetings to, you know, to meet people, see what's out there, let them know who I am, that kind of thing. But I never see black, okay? And if you do, they're like a half a handful. If you have that. So I thought, well, let me get online and look for some groups, you know, that are here in my local area and get involved with some of the black organizations. So I found a couple, and the first one, I noticed, you know, I said, okay, well, I was reading through their material, and then I wanted to find out how much their membership was. And it said $399 for the year. So then I thought, well, let me go in and see when they're going to have the next event, only to find out that they hadn't updated their page in over 6 months. And they had no calendar event. How dare you? people.
But we'll take your money.
Now, mind you, they're going to say, oh, under 400 when it's $399. And you have no calendar of this. You have nothing. You haven't, your webmaster hasn't updated your site, nothing. So then I, well, you know what, I'm not going to get too, you know, too hard on our folks. I'm just going to leave it alone. But then I got even more irritated when I found this other one and they sent me an email and said I was invited out to their event tonight. And I thought, well, nice. Well, as I kept reading, it was the Monday Night Football. And I'm like, who does business that way?
People who love
football. Oh, come on now. It's a bunch of black people wanting to get together, eat, drink, and just, you know, act a fool and lie. That's
Did they serve ribs?
I'm sure they had watermelon.
Mm-hmm. That was a hint and a half. But for only $399.
$399.
No, because the site actually said for under 400. So when I'd gone into the membership area, it said $399. And I'm thinking, for what? For what? So that was my ass bitch for the day. Just for the day.
Well,
I got plenty more.
Yeah, when you had those episodes, everybody, y'all just know that the Truth Brothers is the ointment for when your ass itch. Will help you feel better.
We don't want to go on people's asses, man. I don't like
that. We don't like that.
We don't want to go on people's asses.
It's a brand. It's not you. It's a brand.
And Tony, thank you again for listening. We absolutely love you, Tony.
You know it.
Us. And thanks for calling in and telling us what makes your ass itch. Tony said it made her ass and her head itch.
And her head. Like, hopefully she didn't cross over.
Yeah. Hopefully she didn't. You know what? Let me move this hand up.
Right.
Wait a minute. But absolutely love Tony. Y'all check Tony out, man, at Hot Topics Talk Radio, man, every Wednesday, too.
There
man.
You go.
We love that.
So,
great show.
Let's get ready to go into the second hour. When we go into the second hour, I want to hear from everybody out there. This is one of those topics that everybody should have an opinion on. We're going to be talking about the war. We're going to be talking about Syria. But we're also going to be talking about what else is going on all over the world and how do they decide what is so egregious that we're going to jump into it or not. And we want to hear your opinions because it's our children, it's our brothers and sisters and friends and family that get sent off to this crap. So this is something that everybody should want to chime in on. We come back, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus Is, presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from 3/5 Bank, the Bank for Colors. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh! Oh, my God! Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama. Also, Countess Vaughn from the Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Hewitt as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And
in a triumphant return to the stage. Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus. Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3 Foot Bank, the Bank for Color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harris?
A Shelly Perry production.
Brain Jesus rewrite.
Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we got our chat room open, live, and popping. So let's go ahead and talk about war. Fighting.
Hold on real quick. Kiana Brewer said Justin Bieber makes her ass itch.
Yes.
I just thought I'd put that out there. Getting a lot of people just texting it in. They could have called, but I guess they said they missed it for the second hour. So.
Dude, I'm all for that.
Okay. All right, got you. Now go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, let's in the past 3 weeks since we've been back, you know, a couple of times during the Terrible Truth and all, we got to talking about the situation in Syria, and people had a lot of comments about that, and the board would pop every time we get to talking about that. So you know, at the time, it looked like the president was about to just unload a whole can of ass whoopings mm-hmm. on Syria.
Right.
But looking at it now, it looked like he had a strategic plan.
True.
To get them into a position where they'll accept international intervention. So my question is, one, you do agree that this has to have been a strategy. Because obviously, when you find out that when back at the G20 meeting, he had pulled the president of Russia, President Putin, aside, mm-hmm. and started laying the groundwork to that. Oh God, who's Secretary of State? Rubberchin.
I just
ran for president and lost.
I hate when that happens. That brain fart. I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I want to say Jay Leno, but it ain't Jay Leno.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't know why your boy.
Whatever, it'll come back later. But the Secretary of State from America met with the Secretary of State of Russia, and they were laying the groundwork down. And the whole time that he was talking about bombing and intervening, he was putting them in a position. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I hate my life right now, man. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that the whole time he was intervening. He was, they were getting nervous, and when the offer came out about, well, you know what could stop this bombing is if they give up their chemical weapons, and it was like, oh, yeah, no, we could do that. Mm-hmm. We could do that. So does anybody have any problems with that strategy? Do you think it was a sound strategy?
A couple things. One, I do believe it was a strategy. I do now. Because at first I was a little like, hey, man, you involving yourself and then you talking real reckless. And then I'm like, why are you bombing Syria, all this other stuff? But now, of course, hindsight 2020, you see why he played it the way he played it. Because like you said, when we was doing a Terrible Truth, we was going in like, yo, my president. But, hey, effing around and this, that, and the third. But
right.
He wound up doing something that was smart, smarter than what we knew. But of course, we're civilians. We're not going to know what he knows anyway. So you
exactly.
know, he had to, he's thinking 10 steps ahead. We was only thinking two. So there you go.
I would say so. I would say so. And this ain't being an Obama apologist, because if you remember, we were going in. We was not down
John
with
John Kerry.
John Kerry, thank you. We were not down with bombing Syria at all. We wasn't down with it. That don't mean we was sanctioning the civil war. We were saying that that's some infighting,
exactly.
That's some family business, and that's where it should stay.
Don't involve you.
And it also does look like that Assad did gas that neighborhood. It is starting to look that way. And then he said, oh, no, we'll give you what we got. And what a lot of people may not know is at the time that the president was laying into them, he put a couple of destroyers off the coast of Syria.
Oh, yeah.
As a little incentive.
Like, hey, man. Just letting you know, this ain't the, what was that? What was that TV series came out with Andre Broda, and he was the Navy SEAL captain. I want to say Last Resort.
Yeah, anyway, that's exactly what
that's
it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
yeah, but there you go. That's
yeah. Now, bold move. I got to give it to him. Bold move, and it's looking like it's working out. But I want to offer a hypothetical out there to anybody. 818-514-1202. What if they didn't blink? What if they said, we don't got nothing, we didn't do it, leave us the hell alone, and
then you become the bully or the looking like the a-hole who's just saying, no, you got it.
Or what if he was painted in a position to where he would have had to bomb him? Do you think he would bomb him?
As a president, you can't make something like that and not back it up.
I agree.
You have to.
If
you say, this is what we're going to do, and you make a threat like that, and you make a promise like that.
Yeah, it wasn't a threat. That was a promise.
If you make a promise like that, and you tell the world that this is what we're going to do, and this being the country of, hey, we don't take no BS from nobody, you can't say that and not do it. That's what I'm saying. So
true.
If they would have said, hey,
true.
we were
walking a very fine line with that, because if anybody who knows their history, and 818-514-1202, come on, call in and give us your comments, of course. But if anybody knows how World War I got started through an assassination of a nobody king in a nobody country. Mm-hmm. But it was all of these elaborate treaties that were laid out in the past where one country said, hey, man, if something happened to you, we promise we got your back no matter what. And then it was also a secret deal that they had, a secret treaty that they made with another country that would say, hey, you know what, if XYZ happened, we got your back here. And it never covered if country Z attacked country B, what would we do then? And World War I just got triggered by all of these random treaties getting kicked in at the same time, and next thing you know, everybody was at everybody's throats because they all signed these treaties. And that's one of the reasons why the United Nations supposedly got started, so there could be no more of these backdoor secret treaties and secret agreements.
But do you
and
really
all of that.
Austria is not like a real a nobody country, man?
Hmm?
Austria, like, you consider that a nobody country?
Because the king, but the king of Austria didn't get assassinated. The king of Austria, the Kaiser was one of the
Archduke, though, but the Arch,
right, yeah. But he was enough. But in the end, it's like, no one. If everybody knew about everybody's agreements, is all I'm saying. If everybody knew about everybody's agreements,
right? Okay,
they all even said in hindsight they never would have.
I got you.
Enforced everything, but once everything started getting enforced and everybody started retaliating up holding their end of the agreement, it got real.
I got you.
And all I'm just saying that to say that the United Nations got started, supposedly.
Right, right.
So that none of this stuff would happen. But notice how America was trying to get around going to the United Nations and even getting sanctions against them and going around the United Nations because they knew Russia had veto power in the General Assembly. so they didn't want to seek United Nations approval, but everybody signed the same agreement saying that this would be the place where we would take our grievances if something was to go down. And then if the United Nations say, yeah, y'all messed up and you got the right to retaliate. Well, you always got the right to retaliate. Yeah. You ain't got the right to start it. That's
true.
The difference.
Right.
If you're attacked, then you have the right to retaliate, because all of them supposedly signed an agreement saying we'll never start nothing. So if you start something, the other country has the right to retaliate if they've been attacked. But we believe in the preemptive doctrine that I want to jump on you just because I don't like the way you're looking at me.
True.
And everybody had a problem when this is called the Bush Doctrine. When Bush got this started, everybody had a problem with it. Now, the only problem I have is President Obama didn't hesitate to kind of say, hey, you know what? We'll jump your ass. Because we don't like what you're doing. Now, he tried to have more lofty goals than Bush had, and he probably actually had better proof, because we know Bush just conjured up some lies.
Right.
So we'll even say, because it is looking like Assad did it, so we'll say that he had at least more tangible proof than Bush had. But I don't believe in this in the preemptive doctrine of just, I'm going to jump you because I don't like what you're doing, or I think you might do something that could affect me later. I don't think that's cool. What do you think out there? 818-514-1202. But no, I think you can always find a justification. You're always going to have an enemy.
That was going to be my point. No matter what you do, especially, like I said, a lot of things we don't know, so we can, I mean, like when we was talking about the situation earlier, it's something that they like. It may to us, it may seem like a preemptive measure of what you might do to us later, but it could be some stuff we don't even know that this country is actually about to do now. We don't know. So that way, I don't think they make. Again, this is all just my opinion. I don't think they make moves like that just to say, hey, you could do this later, so we got to stop you now. I don't think they do that all the time. I know it has happened, but I don't think they do that all the time. I believe in certain cases, something as big as what happened on 9/11 or what Obama was about to do, something as big as that, it's something that they know that they're not telling us.
So you believe that Obama, if the president had struck Syria, you think he was within his rights to do?
I believe it was something that we don't know, and he probably would have had his rights to do it, because it was something that probably went on. I don't, because again, we're looking at it, and I'm like,
you're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, for this one, I would have to, because now, again, the hindsight says he knew something, which means that if he knew what he knew then, he had to have known more than what he's going to let us know. So I believe that
you think he was right for even saying that, you know, we're going to bomb you because you use chemical weapons, and that's a no-no, and...
No, I believe he was right because he told us that, but I don't think that was the actual reason. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the actual reason was, because like you said, we were sitting here like, dude, why are you messing with that? That's family. Well, I was saying, yo...
Yeah.
Why are you messing with that? That's family business. That's family talk. We don't even need to be involved in that. That's between them. That's a civil war. Civil between them.
Right.
Why are we in that? So you going, and then he says, nah, we got to get into this, because I believe he knew something. It's some intelligence.
I don't believe that they were going to bomb anywhere outside of Syria. I don't believe that. That would just be stupid.
No, I don't believe that.
And like I say, it was a whole hair trigger that we were playing with this thing, because the Assad regime is backed by Russia, mm-hmm. is backed by Iran, is backed by Hezbollah. It is Hezbollah, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Hezbollah. If I'm not mistaken, but either way, and it's a whole lot of stuff at play. You had Cutter, who wanted Cutter for a long time has been wanting to run a pipeline up through Syria so they can supply oil to the West.
Right.
And taking down a Assad regime would have played right into their hands. So it was in their interest to say, and a lot of the information at first was coming out of there through Al Jazeera. Not saying that Al Jazeera was doing yellow journalism, but I believe you pointed the camera where you needed to point it at the right time to catch what you wanted to catch.
Okay.
And it was in their interest to take down the Assad regime. So I believe
that
it could have been easily manipulated to be something, because if you were to have bombed them and they decided they had no choice but to retaliate, or let's just say Iran, and this is just purely hypothetical because I don't believe that Iran would have done it, but let's just say Iran was to go ahead and lob some bombs over at Israel and said it came from Syria and said that's out of retaliation for bombing them and set off a whole thing, then what? Over the gassing of over something that happened in house? It could have went the other way real bad.
And I agree with that. I mean, I can't disagree with that. Let me say
right.
that. I can't disagree with what you're saying. I mean, like, to go back to what you were saying, you can always find a hidden agenda in anything you do or whatever you say. You can always,
true.
It don't matter. I could say, yo, man, I knocked all these laptops and everything off the table because, man, it was about to be a virus that could have came in here and killed everything and the show would have went bad.
Right.
I can say that. Don't necessarily make it true, but I can give you anything with a pretty bow on it and serve it up to you and say, hey, now don't you feel why I did this? But truth be told, I could have just snapped. Like, hey, show's over. We're not doing it no more.
There you go. And I'm tired.
And I'm tired. It's late. I don't like doing this. Right. But
I'm tired. Right.
But, you know, I believe you got to have some form of trust, I guess. Especially in a person who holds your life in his hand, basically, because if one wrong button and then we all out of here. So you got to have some form of trust in the dude and believe in something that he says and believe in he might have. You have to believe he has the best interest of this country in heart. You have to believe that. You don't have to think it's true. But you have to believe that he has the best.
So you believe that the president, no matter who it is, are you saying just give Obama the benefit of the doubt?
No, I believe.
Because we gave. But one of the reasons that the American public just was not getting behind this, no matter what the hell he said, is because the American public on a whole, we're not breaking this down between men, women, racially, however,
right.
The American public as a whole gave President Bush the benefit of the doubt.
True.
You said that the man had weapons of mass destruction.
But you ain't told me a super soaker.
Huh?
But he didn't come back with a super soaker.
There you go. Exactly.
Okay.
And he said, hey, they got yellow cake,
right.
And I ain't talking about Duncan Hines.
Right.
And you laid out this whole crazy scenario, and the American public didn't want to weigh it out using logic
True.
Or intellect. We wanted to say, yeah, my president said that, and whatever my president say got to be real.
True.
And then
you should have known that when you got into it with Afghanistan or whatever, and you woke up in Iraq. I mean, you know, whatever.
But that was the thing, because
right.
they laid down, we knew, okay, Afghanistan, yep, they finna get a foot. And then he put the twist on it and said, oh, no, also Iraq. And everybody said, what? Oh, no, check it out. See, they've been working together, and anybody who wanted to try to say something intelligent
right.
and counteract it, he got drowned out with. And my only problem with that is Obama came out there and he did the pimp walk right down the hallway Wednesday or that Thursday night. And said, hey, y'all, let me tell you what these fools are doing. But it didn't work. Everybody wasn't trying to hear that.
But do you think that was backlash from what? I mean, of course, let's just
yes.
say, no, no, no. Let's just say the racial card is out the door. That I mean,
yeah, no
let's
racial.
Just say it's the backlash of what Bush did.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Think about it. Look, we've been in some type of conflict since Bush started it for 10 years now.
True.
There has been many lives lost. You've got veterans coming back after serving their country, after doing a hell of a job. Nobody, I ain't got the heart to send somebody to a war zone 4, 5, 6 times. The woman is about to get out and be with their family and say, oh no, we can't let you go yet. We're going to keep you because we still need the help.
Of course. And we ain't talking about you.
So stay here.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't cool. And to send somebody over there on some bull and to wreck people's lives like that over some bull ain't right.
You're
so
right.
I agree with you that your leader should be given the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But all that's been blown away. All that's been blown away. You got to come with something solid.
Yeah.
And I don't believe
he didn't give you nothing.
He gave you some talk. My brother gave you some talk.
But see, the thing
I know I was sitting on the couch like, nah, man, I can't even buy what you're selling. I want to believe you, brother, and I can't.
Right.
I can't.
And I agree with you right there. You
and this is the man. When he took down Osama, I said, hey, man, you do whatever you need to do. He took down the pirate. You do what you need. The man is taken down.
And that was my point.
I know. And
my
he's built some chips up.
He built
some
the reputation
up.
Of, hey, man, I told y'all. That's what I'm saying. He had the, hey, man, I told y'all. Captain Phillips, don't worry about it. I got it covered.
We
got
to do it.
Oh,
that movie there. That's going to be a bad. When Captain, if anybody, go to YouTube and put in Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad day for the dark skin when that movie come out.
With the dark skin Ethiopians who don't eat so well.
When you see them take a giant cargo ship on rowboat, they're literally rowing to the super tanker. The super tanker got super soakers.
Exactly.
Don't we have guns? The international community says we can't have guns. We can only have super soakers.
Dude got on there looking like Bobby on crack and said, look at me face. I am the captain now.
Me.
I'd have been like,
Call me Captain Black. Call me Captain Black.
Captain Black, click, click, boom, shocker.
What?
You heard me. No, these ain't locks. My hair's just dirty. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get
Captain
back to
Phillips.
This.
It's coming to your theater real soon.
I want to see it.
Do you?
I really want to see
it.
Yeah, man.
Black Hawk. Go watch Black Hawk Down. You've seen it.
That's it?
I'm just saying.
That's it.
A bunch of dark skins picking on these poor
defenseless white
defenseless white people trying to take our Rubik's Cube. No, either any movie. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Pick one where the bad guys
are
dark
and they just need
or got a lot of hair wrap on.
There you go.
You've seen it.
And oh, America.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh. Captain Phillips, the brave captain. But we digress.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Okay, got my point. But
no, we were talking about the president had built up some chips,
right?
Some credibility chips for what he's done in the past, and I'm with you on that.
So,
but it just didn't pass the smell test for me.
Anything that goes on like that, like I said, what did Bush do seriously that let you before 9/11 walk into a door that said pull, but you pushing it? What has Bush done to show you he has any sign of intelligence? That's just my point in the door. Just in the door to kick that off.
818-514-1202.
So the difference is, I'll give it to you like this. If Obama, let's switch places. Obama was in during Bush time real quick, right? And Obama still had the chips stacked a chip of, yeah, man, I've done everything that I said I was going to do.
Yep.
I gave you this. I did that. I extended your unemployment. I've done all. I've got the Obamacare thing coming through. I've done everything I said I was going to do. 9/11 happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like, and he come out with the same pimp walk. Hey, man, yeah, them dudes are also the callers, them knuckles over there that did that.
Right.
Don't worry. We got it.
In
right?
Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan.
In
exactly.
Afghanistan.
You go to sleep like, hey, my black president got it. He's killed pirates and Caribbean assassins, and I love him, right?
Right.
I go to sleep with my We Love Obama Roll t-shirt and wake up the next morning, and, oh, yeah, man, we going to Iraq. Whoa, wait, hold on, bro. Now, I get you, it don't, but in this
right,
state,
but you saying right.
In the initial state,
you're willing
say,
to give him the benefit of the doubt.
See, that was because Obama had built the clout. When Bush did it, you like, hold on, you idiot. That's what it was. And it has nothing to do with the fact that Bush was white. It has to do with Bush was an idiot. He was a moron. He was the captain of that. He was the president of that movie, Idiocracy?
Yeah.
He was the president of that movie.
Right.
That's
but
him.
You,
He's put
but you know what?
Water.
You know what Trump's logic?
Yeah, passion, baby. Give it to me. America,
fuck yeah. Come out again, take the motherfucking day. America, fuck yeah. Freedom is the only way. Yeah.
Are you hearing America F yeah for what Obama's doing?
Oh, he tried, but people are tired.
True.
But people
and you're
are
right.
tired.
You're,
and that's what, I mean, I was personally, I was glad to see it. I was glad to see the public opinion didn't change because you came out and gave it. Because he gave, look, it's 4th and 1. We on the goal line. And I don't want to kick a field goal. I want a touchdown. And instead of everybody going meatball about it, but it's, you know what, though? Hey, better go into the half 10-0 than 14-0. What's the big trip?
True.
Smart football. People went smart instead of meatball. And I was glad to see that. He didn't lay out a compelling case.
Because he
Though he had a secret plan. I
yeah,
give you that.
Yeah.
He had a secret plan. But while we're listening to that, we don't know that.
True.
So he came out and he made this pitch. Another thing I like that he did, I don't know if it was part of the secret plan or something that backfired. I think it was part of his plan. He put Congress on notice because he said, no, y'all going to debate about this. Because he also put hypocrites like Bitch McConnell.
Yeah.
He put them on blast. Bitch McConnell is down for bombing anything,
mm-hmm.
dog.
But that's
anything.
And
soon as the dog said, let's bomb them. No, I don't see that there's been a sufficient, a whole lot of Republicans.
But only one that switched over was Boehner. When Boehner got on Obama's side about
right.
the whole thing,
right.
I was like, y'all would have definitely rolled
in. Y'all definitely would, right. Everybody would have fell in line and rolled. But everybody in Congress is supposed to roll behind the president when the president say we've got a credible threat here. And they're also supposed to be exposed to the facts that we're not getting exposed to.
True.
Now, let's say all that happened, and all of them said, you know what, I can score more points by going against them and just being against anything. Now, all them people who love the rally cry of America, I don't understand how you could be so cool with your leaders not wanting to back your president in a time of conflict when you down for everything. And they are against the president for everything.
True.
And I'm going to give you a little real talk. They will let this country burn. They would blow this country up if it would spite him. They would let a whole hospital full of innocent little children, they'd blow that joker up just to make your president look bad. And that's what you're dealing with. We talking about terrorists and Assad and all these crazy people overseas. You got a whole party of people in your backyard that would burn this country to the ground just to spite him. They don't look at the bigger picture. They don't care.
Everybody is about to get a lot. 30 million people is about to get health care in America.
Yeah.
Pre-existing conditions is basically over in America. If you're sick, you're going to get seen. Just flat out. No matter your race, don't matter your political affiliation, doesn't mean you're supposed to be an American. If you're sick, you're going to get seen. And there's people right now lying out their teeth to just trick you into not getting something that can help you.
True.
That's amazing.
But see, again, one, America's a business. We know that. But we'll get into everything else that I have to say about that after the
you
break.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
We're cool.
That's True Brothers Radio, man.
True Brothers Radio.
Rap with the passion of Christ, nigga cross me, took it out of space, and niggas thought they lost me, I'm back, like a Cairo back, the B-boy survival rap, it ain't nice to vote, yo, we can't go back, the game need a makeover, my man retired.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, John, we've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. We've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Man, I ain't saying a thing, you know? You know, I know
Bruce Brothers Radio.
Oh, man, I choose to travel the hard way.
Package it and ship it to distributors. Major labels, we ain't giving up no signatures. Conscious exhibitors, they hardly won't consider us. Like Hilton, 11-7 Leviticus. I spent G's to press this final up, but obviously it ain't thugged out or white enough. It's tight enough. Only low vibes I'm rapping on like 4-track mine, but this time with natural form. You see your buck, we give you more bang for. You know my C's like Method Man and Gangsta. Garveyite out the trunk, making a way. Without substantial commercial radio play. Determination is exactly where my mental is. Plus, I'm putting emphasis on respecting my empress. I know that change the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong, so my units move right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Just cuz.
Ah.
Talk to you about old cum. Sometimes it blows away.
Oh. You're moving my liver.
Get the sheepskin off the Davenport.
Oh, Tony said that commercial. I love our sponsors, man. We got the best sponsors on the internet.
I don't like it. That's wrong, man. Oh, God.
But yeah, man. We are talking about war, conflict. What purpose does it serve? Do you believe that there are reasons to? Do you believe that there are legitimate reasons to go to war?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not a total pessimist. You're not a total nonviolent.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I agree with you. I believe there are instances where you have to protect your interests and you have to protect your allies or.
Yeah, so on and so forth. I agree. I just. The thing is, like you said, though, with war, it has to be, one, I believe you have to alert your people. And you got to keep them in the know without letting your enemy know. That's the main point.
Well, I mean, if you're going to war, look, a country in today's, we're in the 21st century, cannot prepare for war and nobody knows it. There's no way. You can't do that. There's satellites. infrared. You move massive amounts of people and equipment, someone's going to know it. So you can forget that. There's
yeah,
no secret
that.
War.
No, I know
you're not going to secretly move
what
troops
I mean by,
overnight.
What I mean by that, I mean that by letting people know, like kind of like what Obama did, like, yeah, you know, look, we about to do this. And if they don't, we giving them a time frame. Like even what Bush did, when Bush had said, hey, you know, you got to turn over.
Yeah,
when he said, hey,
yes,
turn
but
them
see,
over.
Again,
or we're gonna...
He was fronting. Remember when that jumped off, and he said Osama bin Laden did this.
Right.
And said, we want him. The Taliban said, oh, no problem. We'll hand him over to you. Give us some proof that he did it. And he said, oh, that's why you feel? We'll get you too.
Right, right.
Now, the Taliban said, hey, man, we'll give him up. We'll give him up. No problem. If he did something like this, we'll give him up. Just show us some proof. And then Bush said, well, proof is such a...
big word.
Big word. Why you want to be all phony like that?
Oh, you want to come like that?
Right. We'll come like this. Right.
We want you. And that other dude.
And the other dude. Right.
And it's
but, like I say, don't get me wrong. When September 11th went down, oh, I was all for, hey, yeah, Afghanistan done earned it.
Right.
They done earned a visit. And if Bush was winning... they took Afghanistan in less than a month and
right.
had it on lock. It fell off when he split his attention between Iraq and Afghanistan and started diverting more troops, manpower, resources to Iraq.
My question: when 9/11 happened, I was a lot younger. I was in high school,
right?
And when I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself. Okay, let me riddle me this, Batman. If you going after a certain country or whatever the case may be, which you going after Afghanistan, I was thinking like you were. Afghanistan ain't got nothing. It's not to come against, you know, go against people in Afghanistan, but I'm like, America should swallow Afghanistan, to be real. It's a whale coming after a
But historically, Afghanistan can't be conquered. Because of the terrain. Right.
And I get that. But I'm just saying.
Ask the Russian.
And I get that. But we are chess beating America. G. Let's
don't make me play it again.
Hey, man. Give them a dose.
Don't make me play
dose,
it again.
Man. You know what we are?
Don't make me do it
we
again.
We are
but
the
yeah.
proud GIs
yeah.
of America.
Yeah.
So if we go in there, and like you, they got it in a month. In a month, you took it over. Dude.
America, America, fuck yeah.
You can't take Texas in a month. So now all of a sudden though, you can take over Afghanistan in a month, right? Bam. Now, my question is though, when you got over there, when you got to Afghanistan, what was your that's another topic in itself. I'll talk about it. You got in Afghanistan, G. You went over there for the opium. Let's be real. You're not saying you came over there to really get up with Afghanistan. I mean, get up with Osama bin Laden and all this other stuff. Logic says, in my brain, you went over there for that opium. Cool, right? So you front this 9/11 attack. That's neither here nor there. I don't want to get put off blog talk. So we go to Iraq, right?
Okay.
You had more time in Iraq than you did in Afghanistan.
There you go. There you go. Tony made a good point, too. She said, nothing made sense with that attack, but too many folks began backpedaling on reporting the issues as to what the intentions were. Right.
True.
One minute it was because of September 11th. Then all of a sudden it's because, well, they got weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly.
Which, one, when Obama said that, I hate, okay, let's be honest. Let's clear up something right now. You want to know something that makes my ass itch? Weapons of mass destruction.
WMD.
What the hell is a weapon of mass destruction? That's a bomb.
That's a
missile. Rank. Name me a country that don't have a bomb or a missile. Abbas Abaca got weapons of mass destruction. Every country has a bomb, has a missile.
True.
Because they want to protect themselves.
But,
so if a bunch of people cross my borders with pitchforks and torches, I'm going to have a bomb or a missile so I can massively destroy them and run them back across them borders.
But see, it's the level of the bomb.
Really?
The that you got.
Here we go. Here we go. Right.
That's what they were saying. Yeah, he got... Here's the thing.
He's got bombs, but he got bombs that could hurt people.
See,
our bombs throw flowers.
Our bombs are cartoon bombs that look like a ball with a little string coming out.
Everybody and nobody really dies. You just get covered in soot.
Or your bill gets blown to the back of your head like Daffy.
Right.
See? It's rabbit season. But,
right.
I mean, again, you're right. That's another thing that just totally... Here's the thing. And I'm you want some real?
Yes.
You want some real?
Yes. True Brothers Radio.
Be a killer. That's all I'm going to say, man. Obama, he's a killer. Let's just be real. Let's keep it 100. I don't think he necessarily gets off on, hey, man, y'all got them new drones in? Yeah, I don't think he.
I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm going to be honest with you. And 818-514-1202, please call in and give your comment. Well, oh, yeah, I believe the night they took down Osama, yeah, the president had wood.
What?
The president had wood.
I'll get out. Get
did we got him?
There.
Did we get him? Yeah.
Y'all is
yeah, crazy. Y'all got to – y'all. Hey, send Michelle in here.
Till I'm looking
I got
for
a drone.
I'm
he got a drone. For. He got a drone that night.
And I feel
whatever.
You.
He took down the number one terrorist. He had a drone. In the same weekend, let me just get a total picture.
Okay.
In the same weekend, he also made the duckhead look bad.
Trump.
Trump. He made Donald Trump look like an idiot at the correspondents' dinner.
It was the
at
same
the
night.
Same and the same night he was taking down Osama. Oh yeah, and he had to stand behind that podium. He almost would have pushed that podium over.
Too much, man.
Drone. Don't whatever. Wanna, the president had a drone.
That's cool to know. I don't want to think about his package. That's all I'm saying. I don't want
his
know
nuclear
about,
package.
I don't want to know about the presidential package. I don't want to know about
package
that.
Package is leaving
you.
The building.
There you go. He was like, he hit Michelle.
White House down.
Let's go. Right.
White House down.
But, I mean, like I said, though, man, I mean, to go back to what you were saying about the attacks of... the attacks and 9/11. But, I mean, we're getting into all type of wars or whatever. But I do believe, to go back to your initial joint, I do believe that, yes, there are times where you have to go to war. I think it's necessary for, as a country, you need to, one, show you cannot be ran over, and two, that you will defend your people. That's it. Now, the problem why
your
France...
people.
Yeah. Why France is the butt of so many people's jokes is because they're being known as, I don't want to say sissy country, because that's not fair, but...
France got defeated in World War II and got conquered.
Exactly.
And that's really funny because the French resistance has a lot to do with why we won the war.
Really?
The French resistance, yes. And
a lot
don't
to do with it.
And for all those people who didn't want to eat French fries cuz they wanted to be smart and say, "Dude, they didn't do this."
No, that's stupid.
Let's not forget when America went rebellious against the king, who you think backed you? Monetarily, and with supplies, the French,
with the berets, and the paintbrushes.
Hey, okay, you think I don't like Napoleon, but if you think Napoleon was a punk, I guess.
See this. Now we're getting into historical things.
Yeah.
Let's go there now. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, if you think Napoleon wasn't a punk because he had a large group of people, then yes. But if you telling me I couldn't walk up to Napoleon
and slap little dude.
Oh, slap
Gary Coleman.
Slap little like Gary Coleman. Hey, man. Stop,
whatever.
Stop.
I'm with you.
But
I don't like Napoleon. Don't forget. You want to know why the little more information, people, this Truth Brothers Radio. You want to know why the Sphinx don't have a nose?
Because he blew it off.
Ask Napoleon.
Yeah, he knew that.
Ask Napoleon. Napoleon worshipped the Egyptians. He loved the Egyptians.
He found out they was dogs.
And he conquered the Egyptians. And when he conquered Egypt and he saw that the Sphinx had a nose like Tyson and lips like JJ.
Blow it off.
Blow them off.
Nobody
looked at his general and said, history is a lie agreed upon. That's real. Truth Brothers Radio.
His nose and lips off.
Blow them off. I don't want to see them big lips taking all of the white man's butter and that nose taking all of my air. Blow it off.
You see that nose? You see it? Nah, I don't want to see it no more.
The
blow
little,
it off.
Little point of fact, too. The nose and the lips are in the basement of the National Museum in London.
Didn't know that. I didn't know.
Where they will never show you.
Oh, so I was about to say, where is it?
Yeah, that might make you read a book.
I didn't know. That
I didn't know that one. I got you.
I thought they was just, hey, he took them joints.
I know we funny. We knock on old people and make our jokes. So I was, you know, we read around here.
Every once in a while. You know, I pick up something. Might start at the sports section, but I get to the news.
But you get you work your way to the front like any good American.
Let me get this fun out first. We do.
Right.
Let's get this
out
first.
Oh, you want some fun? Hey, everybody, real quick, y'all want some fun? Tomorrow morning, get your newspaper. Start in the front for a change. But count every story about black people in the newspaper and then mark it down between a positive story or a negative story. And count how many stories you get from the front to the back. And watch as you go closer to the back, more stories about the dogs come up than in the front.
Of course.
Take any newspaper. We're global. We know. We're broadcasting all over the world. So take any newspaper.
Even your UK Daily.
Your UK Daily. I'm willing to bet that if you got your Kenyan Times, it would still work out that way.
Yeah, Mobutu kicked hard today. That's wrong.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Shout out and condolences to the people at the mall killing in Kenya.
I heard about that.
And the president said that he's standing next to them, and his heart goes out to all of those people. And America will send resources to stop those terrible terrorists over there.
Okay,
but
man,
notice he ain't sending no troops. Notice he ain't outraged about all them dogs at the dog Foot Locker.
Notice
we ain't talking about.
Here's what my president
straightening
messes
some stuff
up.
Out over there.
Here's what my president. Yeah, that's true. But here's what my president messes up, man. To me, in my opinion, that's great. You want to send resources out everywhere. That's great. You want to help out countries, bro. You know what? It's like you got an issue of you got. The situation that happened at the Navy base in D.C.
Yeah.
You got the situation that's going on in Detroit. You
yeah.
got the situation that's
Chicago.
Going in Chicago. Did you know Chicago has now been
yep.
number one country, city to be like, you're the death capital of the world right now.
Dude, not in Inglewood.
Now everybody
not in Inglewood.
Let me get 5 seconds.
You got it.
Real quick. Dude, Chicago, Chirac, Drillinoise, if you will. Everybody who likes to go by this Chirac thing, this Drillinoise thing, be proud of yourself right now, man. I hope you're so happy that you are now, you've been made a laughing stock, dog. Everybody who's glorifying Iraq and turning that into Chirac and thinking it's the coolest thing in the effing world right now, man, is to be this thug, this hard city, and now look at you. You wondering why your town ain't getting money for build parks and make things better for situations? It's because you are Chirac. You wanted to be Chirac. So get everything Chirac deserves. So thank you to everybody
yep.
out there on the low end,
yep.
on 79, on the 9, and all these other places.
Yep. Wild Hunted.
The Wild Hunted, the West Side, all of these spots. You wonder why the North Side gets everything. You wondering why. Because
yep.
you won't do nothing.
Yep.
Right. You won't do anything. You got people who they shut down all these schools and made quote-unquote safe passageways for kids, and you got a woman killing somebody on the safe passageway to take her link card and spend it at the store. This is real talk. This is real, but you wondering why, Well, why Chicago ain't getting no? Because you killing yourself. You not making.
And why ain't Obama stopping the killing?
And that's another thing. He's from here. He said, no, you do better, then maybe you'll get something. That's just it. When I heard that, man, I love Chicago. I do. I love the city. I probably won't move back to that part of the city no more. But Chicago made me who I am, and I'm thankful for that.
Yep.
I learned a lot from that.
Yep.
But at the same time, the Chirac thing, I don't believe in.
It's ignorant.
It's ignorant. The Drill of Noise thing, I don't believe in. That's stupid. Do better. That's all I can say. I'ma just
Why you wanna be Chirac?
Because we
glorify. Why you wanna be Chirac? Why don't you wanna be Shy Monte Carlo?
Nope.
Why don't you wanna be
Atlantis?
Yeah. Why don't you wanna be the shining city on the hill? Why do you always wanna be the dump in the back of the yard?
Because it's easier. It's easier.
Why don't you? We so proud. Okay, we're leading the nation in shootings. Why don't you want to lead the nation in education? Why don't you demand that?
Cause we should.
They sat there. They got parks. They got parks on the north side. They got parks where you can go jogging at night. They'll tell you not to do it, but then they'll also say, yeah, but people are going to do it anyway. We're going to make sure we got some patrols over there.
Exactly.
And you can go jogging at night. There was a dude on Chicago Talk Radio this weekend. I ain't going to say his name because he's actually one of the friends of the Truth Brothers Radio on our Facebook page. But he was going in on some of the families and some of the people that was at the park when the fool shot up the park because they had a three-year-old in the park at night at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They had some little children at the park at night, and they were out there watching a basketball game. And he was saying that when you know that it's a gang-infested park and you know that shootings happen, why would you have your kid there?
It's a
logically, he's got a point. Kinda. But at the same time, we should be demanding, how come on a late summer night at 10 o'clock, it's 90 degrees outside. We outside enjoying a pickup game. And maybe that little three-year-old was watching his dad play basketball. And his wife, I don't want to say baby mama,
right.
His wife was out there watching her husband play ball, holding their baby
maybe
on a nice summer night.
Maybe the kid just likes basketball and wanted to watch.
Well, he's three.
Right,
maybe he's proud of his daddy. And some fool shot up the park. Why are we blaming the victims for getting shot? But at the same time, why do we allow our parks to get taken over by cretins and ne'er-do-wells? Why don't we demand? Why do we always love little Buck, little Mo, little fire engine?
For the same reasons you got the little rappers, little Mouse, for the dude who's six yelling about. I'll kill your kids, and he's six and rapping.
Put it on YouTube, and we proud.
Yeah, for the same reason that, and this is all Chicago.
Yeah,
this is all Chicago. I mean, it's to a point where, like, I heard,
and we're still talking about war.
Yeah, no
we
doubt.
Haven't dove off the topic. We're talking about war. We're just talking about it
in
at home now.
Yeah, because
we had all the uproar and the muster in the world to stop the gassing in a neighborhood in Syria, but we essentially riddling our neighborhoods with bullets every day, and nobody gives a damn.
No, and that's the thing. That's my issue right there. Nobody seems to want to make a statement or whatever the case may be. Nobody, and I'm not asking for the president to make a statement. I'm not asking
and not your pastor to walk through
right.
The neighborhood with 14 people.
Holding
up the stop the killing signs so Channel 7 can come out and they can get on TV.
And
I ain't talking about that either.
And exploit it and just to say, yeah, well, look at the dogs, do something positive for a day. They'll be back to their normal tricks within an hour. It's going to happen. You have to, like you said, about commanding better and wanting to do better. We have to get out this fixation of wanting to do everything negative. We have to get out of that. Who told you that it was cool to be dumb? Who told you that? Who told you, no, you're not supposed to be smart. You're only supposed to like rims and eat chicken. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Don't do anything else.
A lot of
else.
People, when they closed down the 50 schools last year, everybody wanted to go to the meetings and get loud. But they were closing one school in a Hispanic neighborhood, and everybody in that neighborhood went inside that building and occupied it until they changed their minds.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
No, because – and I'm
50 schools. They said, we'll make some safe passage signs.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're going to put these fluorescent signs up, that's going to make the children safe.
And I don't – again – and then you got Rahm Emanuel coming in with these budget cuts that's
yep.
going to take these police cars all the way back to the ones they had during the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yep. And at the same time, put up, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put up cameras around the schools. And if we catch your ass speeding, buddy, that's
$100.
That'll stop the shootings.
Yep.
Because they'll be too scared of getting a ticket.
And that's going to slow the drive-bys down. They can't get away so fast. They'll do the limit. And then you're so invested into getting your red light tickets going. You're so invested into getting your money off that. But damned if we're going to, even if you get the money, where does it go?
Here's what killed me. Chicago has had cameras in bad neighborhoods for over, 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
For 25 years, you've had cameras in your neighborhood. But why is it when they decide to put cameras up around the schools, people are going to get tickets? How can you find someone speeding, but you can't find a dude shooting?
Of course not.
But and you can find a dude speeding.
And you know what's crazy, man? Like, a lot of people, them big lights that so brick looking that's hanging off them poles that flash that blue light are supposed to be able to pick an ant's ass off 47 blocks down the street.
There you
but
go.
But yet and still.
They grind. Have you seen them grinding right under the camera?
Yeah.
Grinding right under the camera.
Flagging them. Pulling their junk out. Like, hey, this what Ben Gordon taught me to do.
Right. Now, hey. Now, some people say, what y'all going to do, Truth Brothers? What y'all going to do? We had a show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a show that we had set up called How Many Has to Die? And we had asked our listenership out there to call into the show that day and to tell the story of the loved one or the friend or the person on your block that you lost, that got killed because so many people was complaining about Trayvon getting all the press and all these other people getting all the press. But what about little Jamie? What about little Johnny? And we had set up a show for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing for us was the Boston bombing happened that Monday that we were going to have that show, and we had to scrap everything to cover the bombing. Tony and I know Ramon remember that because they were guests on the show.
Right.
The reason that it was good for us is because we had got zero goose egg, nada, nothing of people contributing anything. We asked you on the Facebook page. We asked you on the show page. We kept reaching out. Nobody reached back to
damned if they didn't want to hear, hey, give me that terrible truth. You guys are killing my liver.
There you go.
But and
so I will put it out again. We will do a show called How Many Has to Die where people can tell their story. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on the Terrible Truth page. Hit us up. When we got a good response, we will put that show together and we will devote the entire episode. So that can go down.
And not forget, we also was trying to organize a little movement down there at the Channel 7 station.
Yeah.
They show at the end of every show, they do a pan, and they show everybody who's out there. We was trying to get people to come down there with signs and everything. Wouldn't have cost you nothing. And everybody knows where the Channel 7 station news is and stays in Chicago. Not trying to hear that. But I digress. Do better.
Yeah.
True. Great show, man. Oh, please.
Thanks to everybody, because the board was absolutely full. Thanks to Hot Topics and everybody who was in the chat room making it live. Again, our offer still stands for that show. Hit us up on our Facebook.
What we got coming up next week?
Next week, single what's parent. A single parent to do? Yeah. We're going to talk about single parent. Not single mothers.
No.
Single parents, because there's together. Single fathers out there. Okay. We're going to talk about the trials and tribulations, about that, and of course, it ain't going to be a show without you guys. So feel free to come to show up and give us your truth. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
the truth ain't
peace, y'all.
The truth